Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome, everyone, to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called The Mousetrap. It's directed by Jamie Bailey, written by Simon Phillips, and starring Simon Phillips as Mickey, Sophie McIntosh as Alex, and Mackenzie Mills as Rebecca. Plot of this movie is it's Alex's 21st birthday, but she's stuck at the amusement arcade on a late shift, so her friends decide to surprise her. But a masked killer dressed as Mickey Mouse decides to play a game of his own with them, which she must survive. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil. And dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you got to look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of The Mousetrap?
Oh, goddamn, Steve. We finally get the first Mickey horror film since the character became public domain this year. And when I say I was not whelmed by this movie at all, that is an understatement.
Oh, man, I know. Oh, keep going.
Honestly, I thought this was going to be good because of the way the movie started, which was the, you know, for the Star Wars people out there, you've got the Star Wars, like the slow crawl text.
Oh,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But like, oh my God, that did not prepare you for what you're going to see. I feel like there was zero budget for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be a slasher movie with almost next to nothing as a budget. And there was no kills shown on screen until like the last 10 minutes of the movie. They spent the entire budget, whatever they had, on a really good score.
Yeah.
I thought the score was great.
Yeah.
And the couple kills that we did see were pretty good.
Yeah.
But mostly everything else happened off screen. I don't get it.
Dude, that was like my biggest gripe about this movie was that at 56 minutes in, I timed it. 56 minutes in, we finally saw our death in a slasher movie. So I was expecting like a lot of cheese from this movie. I mean, the Star Wars scroll at the beginning, I knew right away what we were getting into. We were going to get into something ridiculous. I was expecting some real cheese, like some real Gruyere cheese. But instead, we got some American sliced cheese from fucking Dollar Tree. This movie was so bad. I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
American cheese from Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Can you even get American cheese at Dollar Tree?
Yeah. At least at Dollar General, Family Dollar. I think you can get it all there. I mean, like, I haven't bought any. I don't buy any of the food at those fucking places. But, dude.
I'd love to know what the actual budget of this movie was. Because it's almost like they just went and found people, you know, hanging out on the side of the street. And they were like, hey, we'll pay you $10 to be in this movie. We just want to be the first people to release a Mickey Mouse horror movie.
Right.
And yeah. I'm pretty sure that we got a trailer for this like a week ago, and then the movie came out.
Yeah, it happened quick. It had to happen quick. I mean, it just went into public domain not too long ago. Well, like in January 1st, right?
Yeah,
January 1st. So, I mean, like, they probably wrapped that thing up in a month, which seems reasonable. I mean, there's not a lot you have to film there. It's all in one place. There's no deaths you have to worry about because it doesn't happen until 56 minutes in. That aggravated me to like no end. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm taking notes. I'm taking bullshit notes because I'm just like, is anything gonna fucking happen in this movie at all? I just did not get it. You would think that we would get some ridiculous kills, some absurd shit because of Mickey or Steamboat Willie or whatever you want to call him, right? It can go either way. So I was expecting some ridiculous kills, but instead we're getting a movie with nothing for kills until like the very end, and also a teleporting mouse, right?
Yeah.
Teleporting.
I legit, the first time he did it, I thought like my TV glitched or something. I was like, that did not just happen. I actually rewound it and it fucking happened again. And I was like, they actually made him teleporting.
Dude, I'm...
So we didn't even talk about how this all happens. So basically we meet Rebecca and she's being interviewed by police or whatever in the very beginning of the movie. We don't know why yet. I assume right off the bat that she's the only one that survives. We later find out that she was.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole thing takes place inside of an arcade with, now I don't even remember the characters' names. Alex.
Yep.
And I don't remember the girl's name, but the two of them are asked to work late to work over a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
For children. You couldn't fucking pay me to work overtime to work a children's birthday party, by the way.
No, fuck that. I'm good.
And the owner of the arcade ends up going into the back room and he's watching Steamboat Willie, which I thought was pretty cool because like seeing, you know, black and white Steamboat Willie in a movie for the first time because they weren't allowed to touch it for so long.
Right.
I thought that was cool. And then for some reason, he's got like a fucking Mickey Mouse shrine behind him.
Yeah.
And he hears voices start whispering to him. I thought we were going to actually get a live action Mickey Mouse. No, mm-hmm. We got a guy wearing a Mickey Mouse mask.
That's all we got. That's it. I was hoping like some black and white shit, too. I thought that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
If he's just in black and white and he's just really fucking weird looking, really a gangly. We haven't used that word in a while. Gangly.
I don't even think we ever have, dude. That's new. That's a 30 screams or less first.
What? No. Also, I was just kind of skimming through my notes real quick. I was wrong on my time for first kill. It's actually 59 minutes and 56 seconds.
It's 4 minutes more than you said before.
Yes.
Or three minutes.
Oh, my God. There were some scenes, man, in this. I had my laptop and like on my, well, obviously, lap. And I almost threw it up because I was like, you got to be fucking shitting me. And I think it was because the strobe light. Apparently, the strobe light stops Mickey from teleporting.
Dude.
I'm like, you've got to be. Actually, that's what it was. When that happened, I'm like, you got to be shitting me. What is this? This is so absurd. It's like the equivalent of shooting him with a flamethrower. He was like, oh, my God. Like, wow. 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 I can't. I can't. I would have expected like all this cheese. Like, this would have all been fine to me if there were kills in this movie. But I wasted, like, an hour and a half of my life watching this movie for, like, the, like, last 15 minutes where there were actual kills.
Oh, man. That's just it. Like, personally, I was so excited to watch this because, like, two of my favorite things, Disney and horror, finally came together.
Yes.
And I feel like somebody took a shit on my chest.
Yeah. And then smeared it.
And then smeared it and didn't even fucking say sorry or thank you. Nothing.
Nope. Nothing. Just shat on your chest, fucking smeared it with their nuts and said, it's good enough. And that's what this movie was. I'm sorry to the director of this movie, but what were you thinking? You had all the tools. Like, I didn't expect this to be like a fucking masterpiece or anything like that. That's fine. But you had all the tools. You had the public domain. You had the pretty decent location. You had the cast. You had some fine practical effects, actually pretty decent. But you didn't utilize it. Why didn't you utilize it? You just wasted an hour of a movie for nothing. Like, we could have skipped that whole movie, and this could have been a short film in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, nothing about this just screamed, like, this is for the horror/Disney fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many people were looking forward to this. This makes me really look forward to Screamboat Willie, which we will talk about, I'm sure. But we have that movie coming, I think, either later this year or next year from the people who made the Terrifier movies. Our friend Mike Levy is making it.
That might be a different ball game because they know what their fans like.
They know what their fans like. They listen to the fans. They have the budget. Yeah, it's going to be different. David Howard Thornton's playing fucking Screamboat Willie.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
But this movie had an opportunity to really kickstart that, right?
They really did, man. They were literally the first, but like, I feel like they just rushed. Everything about it was just cheap to me. Like you have, there's one scene that there were hockey sticks, right?
Yep.
The fucking hockey sticks were plastic. They were those shit you buy at Walmart.
Were they? I didn't even notice that.
The blades of the hockey sticks were plastic.
Jeez.
We had those shit when we were kids because that's all we could afford, you know?
Yeah, I used that shit when I was a kid.
Mickey had a fucking $10 Cuisinart kitchen knife from Walmart at one scene.
Oh my fucking
When he was tapping on the, he was tapping on like metal bars or something and he had, it. You literally see the Cuisinart on the side of the knife.
Yeah.
The text is right there. Like, come on.
Really just phoned it in so bad. Dude, there was more dialogue in this movie than Inglourious Bastards. It's all it was talking. They just talked and talked and talked forever. And then an off-screen kill, right? We don't even see the person die. We don't see the person die. We don't even see the body until like the last few minutes.
So we're talking about the guy and the girl that sneak off and like to go bang in the ball pit or whatever, or the tubes.
Good for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Mickey just appears inside the tube. He teleports. And yeah, like Steve said, they just die off screen. We never saw it.
I will say this. That guy had a pretty cool They Live tattoo.
I didn't even notice that. No, yeah. I didn't. I was angry the whole time. So I wasn't looking at tattoos.
Dude, this made me so angry. I think this is the angriest I've ever felt about a movie on our podcast. Like this takes the cake.
This is worse than The Anchor?
Yeah. This is worse than The Anchor for me.
All right. That's serious.
It is serious fucking business right now. I don't know what to do with myself. It was so bad. I was 34 minutes in and I stopped and like questioned like when is this movie going to end? Because it felt like it was fucking taking forever. 34 minutes. And at that point, obviously no kills, just dialogue the whole time. For a slasher flick, you and I are big fans of slasher flicks. It's our like favorite genre of horror, right? It's pretty, like, we talk about it all the time. It's our favorite thing to talk about for horror. For a slasher flick, at least opening credits, showing a kill, or within the first 15, 20 minutes max that you show a kill. Has to be. It's like fucking, it's a template. They had a, like, there's a template for this shit.
So.
They didn't even bother.
I'm going to use, as an example, I'm going to use Terrifier 2 here.
Okay.
That opening scene with Art the Clown in the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
And he kills the security guard and fucking stuffs his own... He rips his eye out and puts it in his own head. All this is happening while the introductory credits are rolling.
Exactly.
You're getting a taste of what you're going to watch. You know what I mean? You see Art walking through the alleyway with his trash bag full of tools hanging over his shoulder. Like, it's getting you pumped up for what you're going to watch. Which Mousetrap tried to do with that Star Wars shit in the beginning.
Yep.
It fell on its face.
It really did. It really fell flat on its fucking face. I could go scene by scene talking about this movie, but nothing happens at all other than some weird fight between hockey hooligans and Mickey Mouse. And like they were thinking it's like this guy that was trying to get with the captain of the hockey team. Like they're trying to get with this girl that he's trying to smash. I don't know. And naturally, Mickey like beats him up with hockey sticks. Plastic hockey sticks, I guess. I didn't even notice that.
Go back and rewatch.
No. I'm not doing it. I'm not. I would rather go back and watch. Oh God, you ready for this?
Oh no.
Headless.
Oh, okay, that's a good choice.
I'd rather go back and watch that. At least I know I'm getting into fucking kills. Like for
it's so funny because it's so funny you say that because we felt the exact opposite about that movie.
That's what I'm saying. I did not like Headless because it was like, I mean, it's fucked up. It's gore porn. That's what it is. It's clearly gore porn. So watching it, I'm like, I'm going to be sick. But also at the same time, I'm watching it on Plex.
Commercial every half a second.
Yeah, commercial every half a second. So I think that upped me being annoyed watching it. So I bet if I went in and I watched it like a different way, I would feel less pissed off about it. But this one just drove me bonkers, man. Absolutely bonkers.
I know you hated this one because I think you watched it before I did.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
I did.
I did glance your notes beforehand, and I couldn't wait for us to record this.
Like, I'm usually the kind of middle ground guy, right? The devil's advocate. I don't tend to swing either way. I see, like, the good and bad of things. The only good I saw in this movie is that it looked decent. That's about it. It looked decent, but other than that, I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
Did you stay for the after credit scene?
No, I shut that shit off as soon as I like saw the ridiculous fucking ending.
So I have some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
They set it up for a sequel.
I'm done. I'm not watching it. Forget it. It's not happening.
I'm just going to skip to this now, even though I'm
Please
sure we'll go
back. Please
just
tell me, because I will never go back and watch this movie.
So basically, Mickey goes and lets Rebecca out of jail, and he's whispering things to her. I'm pretty sure they're going to do Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, so a little bit of, I don't know. Are they going to go fucking natural born killers?
I don't know, man, but I'm
not down. I'm not down at all. You know, the both of us are going to fucking watch it anyways. I'm going to review it, and it's probably going to get a -5. Oh, actually, no. Maybe it will be better, because you hopefully learn from your mistakes. You do something one time, it doesn't fucking work. Guess what? You don't repeat the same shit again. You go, you know what? Nope, didn't work that time. I'm going to try something different. Doing the same thing over and over is the definition of insanity. Like, or doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. To clarify that there. So if they do the same exact shit for the sequel, that's nuts. They're insane. But hopefully they look at the first one and go, you know what? We probably could have gone back and actually killed some people in this movie. Then, yeah, it would be better off for the sequel. But it doesn't need one. It really doesn't. But, yeah, probably got set up for one. Based on what you saw, as soon as I saw the head get cut off and I saw the credits, I'm like, I'm done. That's it. I'm good.
Why did he have a sword?
Oh my God, dude. That's what I mean.
He just appears with a fucking sword.
Disappears with a sword.
Although,
I don't know how he got. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, although this sword, I was pleasantly surprised that they knocked off a main character like that.
Yeah, that was a little random and didn't expect it. That's actually, I remember that happening and go, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Mm. The only reason I kind of expected that no one was surviving but Rebecca was because of the beginning scene. And this happens throughout the whole movie where Rebecca's getting interviewed by these two detectives. But yeah, getting interviewed by them the whole movie. And I'm like, Rebecca's the only one that survives. They basically spoiled it in the very beginning of the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Spoiler alert. This is the only one that survives this whole entire thing. Yeah, so there were a lot of things, man. Obviously, there's a lot of things I didn't like about this. But I want to talk about a few other parts here. So a kill that was supposed to be done on screen, the girl's wearing virtual reality glasses. Prime opportunity for Mickey to kill this girl while she's doing her virtual reality thing. Prime opportunity. So he's in the room with her, and all he's doing the whole time is like tapping her shoulder, like, I'm here. Nope, disappearing because I teleport. And tap her shoulder, teleport, not here. And then, like, they cut away, right? You're thinking, okay, maybe he killed her off screen, like everyone else. No, this is, like, the first actual girl we see killed on screen. And she gets, like, stabbed in the head. That was the first kill. But I'm thinking to myself, why didn't you just do it in there? That would have been perfect. She would have been, like, in some sort of virtual reality thinking that she would, like, you know, is getting killed. And then, boom, dead. Why wait?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. A lot of stuff in this movie didn't make sense at all.
Yep. And there was another one, the stoner guy. I wrote his name down, but I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But the stoner guy, he's sitting down on the roller coaster. It's like one of those mini roller coasters that you kind of see at some arcades. So he's just sitting there. He's hanging out. He's being fucking stoned as fuck, you know, getting ripped up. And he kind of just like falls asleep. But he looks over and he's like, oh, fucking Mickey. You know, and then Mickey turns on the roller coaster real fast and... You know, the guy's just going, he's riding this thing, and he's like, I want to get off, and, you know, like he's going to be sick or whatever. I'm thinking to myself, Mickey could have just easily killed him there as he's sitting stuck in the roller coaster seat before even starting it. Or could have turned it up like so much that, let's say, he's flying around all over the place, it's going super fast, his face gets ripped, his skin gets ripped off, whatever, something absurd. Nothing happens like that. He manages to just get let go by Mickey, and then Mickey is just going and chasing after him.
Yeah, they definitely missed an opportunity here.
So, too many opportunities missed in this movie. Simple ideas for death. Like, what I just mentioned there, completely implausible. Absolutely does not make any sense. Everyone watching it would be like, how is that possible? But okay, it would be accepted because it's a ridiculous death. And it's cheesy. People would know that they're already getting a cheesy movie. Why not get a cheesy death at the same time? Could have added so many cheesy deaths in this movie. I just didn't get it, man. I didn't get it. Missed all the marks for me.
Which sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. So my neighbors must have been like wondering what the fuck is up with me. Because when that first kill that we actually saw on screen did happen at that 59 minutes and 56 seconds.
The throat slit?
Yes. Oh, that's right. It was the throat slit. It wasn't the head stab. It was the throat slit. I'm sitting there and I yell, finally!
Yeah, it was pretty rapid after that, though. Because you get it that, was. And then someone gets their fucking Achilles sliced. And that gets me every time. I don't know why. It's like a trigger for me when someone gets their Achilles tendon cut.
It's gross. And because it's so hopeless. You can't walk when that happens.
Yeah, that's the one that gets me.
Yeah, that's a bad one. I remember seeing that in Hostel when the guy's like, oh, yeah, you're free to go. And he cuts his Achilles heels, both of them.
Yep.
And he just stands up and you see the split, like the squelching, and he falls down. Yeah, it's gnarly, dude. Whenever I see like that shit happen, it's fucking gross. That happened to Rebecca, right?
Yeah,
it happened to her. And it didn't make sense because she got her Achilles tendons or one of her Achilles tendon cut. And the killer just walks on by, kills the other guy by stabbing him in the head. So, like, this is when we're starting to actually get some on-screen kills. It started happening quick, which, cool. I'm like, okay, now we're getting some action here for a slasher flick. But why didn't he kill Rebecca? All he did was just cut the Achilles tendon. That's it. So, were they in on it? Which brings me to, well, the point that you made, that it's probably going to be the two of them in on it, and they're going to have a sequel. It's going to be Mickey and Rebecca or whatever.
I'm curious if Minnie is public domain yet, because they never said her by name. I feel like they kind of alluded to it in that after credit scene because Mickey says some shit to her and she's clearly like possessed by him now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me being creative or whatever. And hopefully the directors were going that way as well, kind of leaving it wide open because, like I said, maybe Minnie is public domain. I'm going to Google that real quick.
Yeah, she could be like, you can call me Minnie, and that's how it would go down. So you'd have Mickey, and they become, I don't know, let's say lovers. So Mickey, and then she wants to be called Minnie, and then they start going on a killing rampage. Writes itself. That writes itself.
Okay, so it was actually both of them. So as of January 1st of this year, the original versions of Minnie Mouse from the 1928 cartoon film Steamboat Willie are in public domain.
Okay.
So Minnie's earliest appearance in 1922 and a World War II propaganda film from 1942 are in public domain as of this year. So it is possible.
All right, then. So now we're talking. Now there's going to be a sequel, and the director will learn from his mistake of not having any kills in a slasher movie for an hour.
Just fucking do a crowdfunding of the second one. Get some more money for this shit, because that's what Terrifier did.
Yeah, they had all the tools. Everything.
Yeah, the crowd, the people I would have put in money to pay for a fucking slasher version of Mickey Mouse. Like, come on.
Yeah, really just missed the mark. I would love to just talk to the director and be like, what were you thinking, man?
Yeah, well,
like, you, like, it could have been so good.
We're going to piss some people off with this one.
This is where I'm like, I don't want to promote it because it's just me shit talking it the whole time. And I really do feel bad. I really hoped for something better. But yeah, they really just dropped the ball.
Like, why is the guy that they played to choose Mickey Mouse, or sorry, the guy they chose to play Mickey Mouse, he's a bigger guy. Like, he's a fucking bodybuilder.
Right. He was big.
Like,
he
was Mickey Mouse is a skinny character.
Yeah, gangly.
Did you say that this episode or was it the last one?
No, I said it this episode.
Okay, I was like, fuck, I just heard that word recently.
I was talking this episode. Gangly is just like really skinny, long looking. No, this guy was a brick shit house.
This guy looks like a bouncer you'd see at a nightclub wearing a Mickey Mouse mask and a Cuisinart knife.
Yeah, and also, let's go back to that, by the way. So it was Michael. I think his name was Michael. I'm going back. Mike, yes. So the person wearing the mask is Mike. He was the manager or owner of that place. So he put on that Mickey mask, and how did he turn into that killer? Is it cursed or something? We don't know because he put on the mask, and all of a sudden he's like psychopathic Mickey who teleports. There was nothing explaining it other than the mask being inside a glass case.
The guy that played Mickey has actually got a resume. What the hell?
I'm sure he does. He's probably got a bunch of stuff.
Award-winning British actor, probably best known for his Netflix show FUBAR with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good for him.
And The Witcher Season 3.
So I don't blame the actors in this.
No, like, I'm not going to blame the actors. They're just doing what they're told.
The actors were fine. I didn't expect like A-list caliber acting. These are clearly people who are still working on being actors in the biz, everything like that, right? I get that. So I'm not knocking any of them. They did fine. It was just the fact that how this movie was written to not include any kills, have plot holes all over the place, and just honestly not make any sense.
I honestly think that the whole no kills thing is budget constraints.
It has to be.
Because
it
doesn't happen, like we talked about several times, it doesn't happen until the very last act of the movie.
Right.
Everything else is off screen. We just see bodies. You know what I mean? If Mickey killed someone, we just see their body. We didn't see anything else prior.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think it's budget. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's how they wrote it. I don't know.
Yeah, it has to be. And I know we do get like the other kill, which is Jaina. That's her friend who at the beginning, she left work early so she can get the D, you know, have her D appointment.
Okay.
That's what they call it, right? Their dick appointment?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get those appointments, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's okay. They called me Horny Steve. Jane called me Horny Steve at the fucking bachelor party. We've got problems.
You of all people.
Yep. Yeah.
That was actually a quote. I don't know if you see my note here, but I made a note because there was a quote in the movie where someone said, "Oh, you like horror movies? You must not have a sex life." And then I wrote Steve question mark.
Yep. Put the same note for myself. Fuck my life. Oh my God. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense. So Jaina
gets killed.
We've gone
from bashing Steamboat Willie to bashing Steve.
Well, we have to change the script here. So let's flip the script. We can bash me for a little bit. Give Mickey a fucking minute before I hop back into the ridiculous ending portion. So, you know what? No, I'm going to go back in because fuck it. So I'm going to go back into plot holes or things that just aren't explained. So Ryan was one of the people there. He basically left this movie for the majority of it. I don't know if maybe he had to go back to school and he just couldn't focus on acting for that time and then came back later in the movie, but he just randomly shows up with a bloody nose and no one knows where he went. He's like, just okay, cool, hi again. And then so some of the shit, like, here's the plot hole. How did Alex know the strobe light bothers Mickey?
It was just a flashlight and she saw that he reacted to it.
Yeah, and then she knew that, like, it affected his teleporting. Like, he can't teleport.
Oh, my God. It just sounds so dumb when you say it.
Yeah, so apparently, like, Mickey is an epileptic. So as long as Mickey's having a seizure, can't teleport. That's my guess. I don't know. So that's what made me flip out, actually. As soon as I saw that the strobe light stops Mickey from teleporting, I think that's when I threw my hands up. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was like, what? Like, okay, sure. First of all, why is he even teleporting anyways?
None of that was explained.
None of it was explained. They should have did something similar to Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. Or Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, really. The beginning, you know, where they have kind of that whole story deal.
Oh, yeah. Of like, it explains things.
I think it would have been really cool to have something like that. Obviously, that's like a budget constraint deal. Probably isn't cheap, but I think they could have had some artist make some shit and probably would have only cost them a few $100. You know, maybe some kid from a college be like, listen, we want to have like a Steamboat Willie, Mickey, whatever you want to call it, and we want to see how he lost his job on the steamboat and he was forced to work at an amusement park and it made him upset. And then one day he died and his head was left behind or something, right? Anything like that. And then, you know, Mike finds the mask later, inherits it, or buys it off of eBay.
All this is going to happen in the sequel.
I hope so. Feel free. You can use it. Take it. Take all of that. It's all yours. I don't need credit. I don't need anything. If I see it happen, I'll be like, cool, I did that. Have fun. So all of that probably could have set up a lot of this. So Mike could have had the mask that he bought off of eBay or whatever, and then, or maybe even at one of those like antique stores, something. Doesn't even have to be Mickey's head. Could have just been the mask that he bought in an antique store. He decides he's going to wear it. He turns into Killer Mickey. Easy. So none of that was set up. I feel like that really should have been set up to figure out why the teleporting happened. But now we're starting to get to the point where, okay, they realize that they can use the strobe lights to stop him from teleporting. So then they're like, all right, we have to trap him, right? Get it? Mouse trap? They're like, time to play cat and mouse, and we need to kill that fucking mouse.
Yep. It just
word
it's
for
better.
Word. Word for word. That's what they said. So they capture him in this room. So it's all like flashing lights. And then Mickey's standing there. He's shaking. He's having his seizure or whatever, right? And so they finally get him down, and they're just basically taunting him. When what they could have done that whole entire time is, A, take the mask off, Mike. Boom. Mickey's dead. He's done. That's it. Mike goes, what just happened? I don't know what happened the whole time. Or they kill him while he's having his fit, and then that's it. He dies. Instead, here's what happens. So the strobing stops in the room, and then he's like, oh, okay. And he teleports again. Okay, so now he's gone. And I'm thinking to myself, is that how it's ending? Did he just disappear and that's it?
Apparently.
Like, apparently. Okay. No, this part was interesting. This was fun. I did like this. But again, the sword made no sense. So he comes back from teleporting and cuts off Alex's head just right away. He comes back, boom, head cut off. Main character dead immediately. And it was so weird because Marcus was like her love interest. And he just goes, I never got to ask her out. And he just cut her head off. Like,
after he went out and got all this candy from all over the world for her.
Yeah, exactly. And then Ryan, which is like the other guy, he's just like, what the? And like, he didn't even get to say fuck. It just ends, scene fade to black. That's how it ended. I thought the ending was very weird. I don't know where he got the sword from. Just randomly showed up.
Movie magic.
Movie magic. A lot of this was movie magic. You know, I don't want to waste any more time than I have to on this movie. Corey, what do you give it?
This is going to get a 2 out of 5. I really wanted to like this more. We've waited so long for a Mickey horror film, and I just wanted more out of it since this was the first one since the character became public domain at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. Again, we've talked about this several times. I assume it was because of budget constraints that we really didn't see any kills until the third act. And even then, they were shit.
Yep.
I did enjoy the score. I thought they did a good job with that. Okay, the setting of the arcade was actually really cool, too, but they ended up squandering that, too.
Yeah.
It felt like the creators of this film just wanted to rush to be the first one to get a Mickey Mouse horror movie out. And
100%.
I can't wait to see the Screamboat Willie movie because I know they're going to do it right.
Yeah, the bar is pretty low at the moment, but that's exactly what it seems like. They were like, okay, we have an opportunity here to put out a movie based on Steamboat Willie or Mickey, whatever you want to call it. I know it's Willie, but people know it as Mickey. It's interchangeable. It's exactly that. They saw an opportunity to jump on this free domain. They're like, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make this movie. But it seems like they didn't know how to make a slasher film. So it was very weird. I'm going to go into my review on this. We already know where this is going.
Oh, yeah. I knew you got some words to say about this. So let's hear it.
I can't believe I talked so bad about this movie. I never talked so bad about a movie. Like, at least with Headless, I joked around. But I think I was just so upset that I wasted my time.
He's so upset, he says.
Easy.
It personally hurt you.
I felt like, I don't know. I really don't know. Man. It's just shit. All right. Easy 1 out of 5 for me. I hated this movie. It was pointless. It took forever for anything to happen with a ridiculous kill at the end that made honestly no sense. The only reason I didn't give it my first 0 out of 5 is because it was shot well and I liked the score. Other than that, the acting was fine. The story made no sense. Plot holes with Rebecca essentially being missing in action the whole movie while everything is going down. Like, she had all this information as if she was behind the whole thing, but wasn't. And the fact that it took almost 1 hour before any kills happen is insane. I expected cheesy, but if you're going to be a Mickey Mouse slasher flick, then maybe add some more slash to it in 30 minutes or earlier in the film. I want my 80 minutes back.
Damn. Scathing.
Yeah. Scathing review. I'm glad I didn't give it a 0 out of 5. If the score was shit and it looked like it was shot on a fucking Nokia phone or whatever, it would have been a 0 out of 5. Think about that. So those are the only two redeeming factors, is that it did look good and the score was good. It's so unfortunate, Corey.
Yep. I'm glad it's over. Yeah, I hope there are better ones, and I'm sure there will be.
I hope so, too. Jamie, I'm sorry. I'm talking to him like we're friends here. Yeah, Jamie, Simon, I'm sorry. I don't know why you didn't have any kills for like an hour into this film. I've seen more death in Up, Pixar movie, than I did in this film in the first 15 minutes. What does that tell you?
Woof. That's bad.
Yeah. Up had a dead kid. This one we had nothing.
Okay.
A dead baby. A miscarriage. You didn't notice that?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You never seen the movie Up?
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah, it's the most miserable opening ever in a movie.
I know, because the guy's wife dies.
Their baby dies, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, miscarriage, and then they just become a couple, and then she dies. So, more death in Up in the first 15 minutes than this movie in an hour.
That's a Disney movie. That's the worst part.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And it's, oh my God. So, Jamie and Simon, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to give it such a scathing review. I'm sure you put in a ton of work into this movie, but at some point when you were editing it, you're probably just like, why isn't there more kills in this movie? So honestly, I probably would have cut off a whole bunch, but I think maybe there has to be some sort of amount for a movie to be like part of the SAG, or not SAG, right? Well, maybe SAG Awards or...
A Razzies.
Razzies for sure, but... Screen Actors Guild, not the awards, just the Screen Actors Guild, which is like a union for actors.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe it needs to meet a certain quota and they need to have credits in there, that type deal. So maybe that's kind of the situation, but I don't know. I don't know what the thought process was. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies, and be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.